to just say a few thank yous. Certainly to Councilmember Perry, who does, in fact, make it a point to attend each of these command inspections for the commands within her area, who's been very supportive of the department and our budget discussions. And in her capacity the other day during the Michael Jackson event, she was acting mayor in addition to her council duties and did begin the day at 2:30 in the morning and stayed through till the end of the day and had the opportunity, I think, to see the department at its finest. I think there was the opportunity to see the many kudos that the members of the public were extending to the men and women who were on those lines during the course of the day, and I thank her and very much appreciate the support for those efforts. Certainly to Estella and the other community leaders who are here, who are always here for you in this extraordinarily difficult area of the city to police. Could not be done on our own. It requires so much participation, cooperation from so many others in city government, city attorney, the council, but from our BIDs, our neighborhood support groups, the entities that provide the food here this morning. A special thank you for all of you, not just for being here today, but every day, day in and day out, you're here, you work with us, and they have been significant partners in making a difference. And although they weren't as part of the formal inspection this morning, a special acknowledgement of the civilian support staff at this command who are gathered in amongst you, oftentimes unheralded, unseen, but you know that without them, the work that you perform in the more visible eye of the public could not be performed as well. So a special thank you to them for what you also do day in and day out. The Chinese have an expression, and it's one of good wish. May you live in interesting times. Here in the LAPD, we are now living in momentous times, extraordinary times, exciting times, and certainly always interesting times. This is an extraordinary year for this department, our 140th anniversary. 140 years ago, we began with 6 personnel. This year, we will, for the first time, despite all of the issues and difficulties facing this city, this county, this state, this country, the world, it is a good year for us. We will surpass for the first time 10,000 officers in this police department, a growth of almost 1,000 since I had the privilege of joining in 2002. Indeed, many of you in this inspection this morning have joined the department during that 7-year period. Over 40% of the men and women of this department actually are now junior to me. I used to be very junior. Now 40% of the department has less time on the job than I do. So when people refer to me as the old man, well, I have a lot of very younger people underneath me now. So, but we are a younger department, we are a larger department, and we are a much more effective department than we have ever been in our history. And the crime numbers that you generate in terms of crime reduction, the arrests, the quality of those arrests, and the constitutionality and lawfulness of those arrests, we have never had a time when we have been as effective and as successful. The crime reductions in this city are historic. We are in our 8th straight year. In the modern history of the department, there has never been an extended period of time as long as this when crime has continued to go down in good times and now in bad times. And our expectation is that it will continue to go down because the city has invested in us. It's invested in you. There are more of you. The ability over the last week to police 8 different venues, 24 hours a day during the Jackson Memorial Week, was in fact helped by the fact that there were so many of us. It was also helped by the fact that we have, for the first time in our modern history, a realistic overtime budget to work with, something that Jan was supportive of and her colleagues. 2 years ago, they recognized that the department was continually underfunded in that account. They began to fund us appropriately. Last year, we came in with an overtime reduction when we could manage an effective budget of over $10 million back to the city, desperately needed monies. And this year, we will, despite these major events, still come in under budget on that account. Once again, because we have a larger department, so it requires less overtime, but also the effectiveness that you bring to the job. with more, you are doing more, and the city is benefiting. You are an extraordinary department. You are an extraordinary group of men and women, both in uniform and civilian. I can speak with some degree of authority in the sense of over 40 years I've had the opportunity to lead half a dozen police agencies, including the largest, New York, and now the third largest here in L.A. But I've also had the opportunity to travel the world and see police departments around the world. You are second to none in terms of your commitment, your integrity, your pride. And in this 140th year, you're also second to none in the support that you have generated from the public. I hope that you are all well aware of the polling that was recently done by both the Harvard University group that we brought in to look at the impact of the consent decree, and then about a week or so later, the LA Times poll. Both of those polls clearly indicated that this department is at an all-time high in terms of public satisfaction. The LA Times poll indicated that 77%, 4 out of 5 people in this city, think that you're doing a good to very good job. Extraordinary when so much of your activity is in fact correcting people when they step over the line, whether it's a traffic infraction, a rules violation, or commit a crime. Extraordinary numbers. And maybe more importantly, in a city that is every day becoming more of a minority-majority city with so many minorities in such large numbers here, in those populations in which there has been so much stress and tension historically between this department and those populations, in each of those communities, the ratings from those communities of you and the way you are policing is also at an all-time high. Those ratings would be the envy of any police chief in America. To poll 66% of African Americans who think you are doing a good to very good job. 70-some-odd percent of Latinos think that you are doing a good to very good job. Those numbers, like our crime numbers, don't just happen. They happen because what you individually and what you collectively are doing day in and day out. And that's the story I get to tell. The trust that the community now has in this department and in you is at all-time highs. Do we have issues? We certainly do. Any organization with 13,000 people have people from time to time that are going to make mistakes that we can correct. From time to time, there are going to be those in our ranks who don't have the integrity, the pride, the commitment that we expect, and will consciously seek to violate the law, our rules and procedures and regulations. And we will seek them out and seek as quickly as we can to separate them from the rest of us as their activities diminish the hard work of all of the rest of you. But even there, through very aggressive, very professional, and constantly improving strategies and initiatives, we've been able to put in place a discipline system that is, in fact, now the envy of many departments around the country in terms of its effectiveness, as well as in terms of its reception by its rank and file. Today is a good day for this command. My compliments on the inspection. You look great. But today is just one day out of the 365 in a year. And on those 365 days, day in and day out, I have the utmost confidence in this most difficult command of all of ours. Of the 21 areas in this city, there is no command, and indeed, I think in every city around this country, there is no area of any city in this country that has more complexities than this command has. It is a city unto itself, with all the issues of urban America magnified many times over. Whether it's Skid Row, the largest of its kind in America, whether it's an emerging and growing downtown with new populations moving in, whether it's the improvement in terms of the downtown area through events such as Nokia and Staples and the downtown development. Be assured, none of that would have happened if the role of this department and of you, our political leadership and support, had not been there to work with the business community, the residential community, to make it happen. We're all partners in it, and we can all take great credit and pride in that success. As I close and bring Chief McDonald up for his remarks, let me close as I began with thank yous. I don't have the opportunity often enough to say thank you. Thank you for the privilege of being chief of this department, of telling this story to the world. In echoing Councilmember Perry's comments, the world was watching over this last week. The world was intensely watching, and at no time did they see any activity on the part of the men and women of this department that was not professional, that was not caring, that was not what we would expect of any of our members. They saw the LAPD at its best. They saw what I see 365 days a year. Congratulations on this inspection this morning. Congratulations on the phenomenal crop in crime that you've achieved over these last 8 years. And my final comment is, keep it up. Keep moving forward. Keep feeling pride in yourself. And every morning when you put this badge on that blouse, before you put it on, take a good look at it. And remember the significance of it the first time you ever held it. The weight of it, the heft of it, and the pride you felt when you put that on your blouse for the first time. Never lose that pride of wearing this, the most famous police badge in the world, and what it represents. It ultimately represents you, the best cops in America. Thank you.